back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimball with you, and time for us to talk a little Black Bear football, our weekly visit with the head coach of the Bears, Jordan Stevens. Coach, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Well, of course, always good to talk with you. Well, it was what we kind of expected it would be down at Rhode Island, a tough battle between two old rivals and two very good teams. As you look back on it with a couple of days' perspective, was it just a case of some missed opportunities for you?
Yeah, I felt like we really just didn't make a lot of plays. You know, it was kind of a game that went back and forth, but we didn't create any momentum for ourselves. So honestly, never really felt like we were in control of the game, even though it was really close. And I think that's just something for us to learn from. Is like, with all that being said, like coming up short and all these pieces, but. It was 14-14 in the fourth quarter, with on the road at the number one team in our conference with a chance to win. That's just something for us that we got to keep that level head and understand, like, we got a chance to go win this game. We got to go take it. And I think that's one thing is we just didn't take it.
Yeah, it wasn't a case of mistakes. No turnovers in the game, but boy, they were able to get to the quarterback. And when they didn't get sacks, they were able to put some pressure on Carter Peavy.
Yeah, that's another piece is just, as much as we went forward, we went backwards as well, in the run game. So, that certainly hurt us and did not allow us to have a productive movement down the field.
Well, I thought another good game from Brian Santana Fist, though.
Yeah, Brian's really been growing throughout the season and coming along. I thought he ran hard, and he hit that big 40-yard run, which was huge. I mean, it's probably, I think, our biggest run this season. And good to see him, just keep progressing, because we're going to need that level of, we're going to need a run game as we enter this segment of the season getting into November.
No question about that. We're talking with Maine football coach Jordan Stevens. Well, I'm looking at the schedule here. Man, nobody did you any favors here, coach. You've played in your last four games. You've played three ranked teams. A Delaware team that would certainly be ranked if they were allowed to go to the postseason. Oh, and now you get to go to Oklahoma to play the Sooners.
Yeah, it doesn't get easier, for sure. And I think just knowing that every team right now is getting better, certainly playing Oklahoma presents its own set of challenges and everything just with what comes with the game. I mean, this is going up against one of the premier college football programs of all time. So huge challenge for us, for our players and our coaches. And I know our players will be really excited to play and go compete at Oklahoma. This is a great opportunity for us. And I think that's the big thing is just like, we're taking it as we are a football team. We play football. And this is an opportunity for us to go play football against a premier program.
Well, a chance to play in front of 70, 80,000 fans out there. But do you approach this one any differently than you would a conference game?
No, not really. I think, strategy-wise, yes. Within the game, just being, mindful of, what we'll be able to do, what we need to stay away from. I think it's being smart in that way. But, we got to practice this week. We got to continue to improve as a team. And doing things that can help us improve. So as long as we do that, I think we'll be in good shape and just, and then go out there and compete and, just really cut it loose. I mean, that's the big mindset is like, we got an opportunity to play football. Let's go play football. Let's go compete. Let's go do what we love to do and, do it on a big stage.
Black Bears all time 1-0 against the SEC. So the bar's been set.
Yes, it has. I was talking to Coach Cosgrove, yesterday, matter of fact, and we were talking about the Mississippi State game. So, he has a lot of great memories of that opportunity that they had. And certainly, that's something that is hard to live up to.
Well, I also remember being out there, I think the year before you arrived at UMaine, when the Black Bears played at Nebraska, Maine was driving for the tying touchdown with about 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the game. It always, I think, in those games against those FBS opponents, it comes down to defense. And this is an Oklahoma team that, replaced their offensive coordinator a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they've had some, I know not the, up to this point, I know below standard and expectations for them. So I know they're hungry for a win and hungry for, to get back in that win column and, play to the standards that they expect to play to. Like I said, just big challenge for us. And it comes at a time that's, I think, new for all of us as coaches and as a program just this late in the year.
Mm. Well, have a good week of practice, Jordan, and we will see you on the plane Friday morning.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Stevens, head coach of the Black Bears. Our weekly visits here on Downtown are brought to you by Creative Print Services, located on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. And by ClearPoint Capital, call Mike Toole at 307-7718.